Right, you've got a fortnight off, except you won't be off. What are you going to do?
Well, I certainly won't be off, that's for one thing, Jimmy. We've got a chance to assess things. You know, it's been a bit of a whirlwind, obviously, since David went. It's just over, obviously, a week since David left the club, and it's been a now something where we've really had to assess where we are as a club and what the DNA is of the club as well. Because I think, you know, the budget this season, there's been a lot of talk about the budget this season. The budget this season is actually bigger than what it was last season. You know, we've backed David in terms of trying to get to where it is, and we've brought in players, and the players that we've brought in, some of them have got to take responsibility. You know, these are seasoned professionals as well. They've had a lot of games under their belts, and these have got to actually stand up and be counted now. They're getting paid for the, you know, and having a living that we'd all love to have. We'd all love to be part of, and it's, you know, these players have got to take a certain amount of responsibility as well. I'm a big, big believer of that, and I've told the players that, and the performances they've got to put in. I'm a big fan of, you know, putting performances in for the fans. Whether you win, lose, or draw, you know, you'll get certain games where refereeing decisions don't go against you. You'll also get certain games where the opposition's probably just better than you. But we want to put the performances in. We want to be able to be have a team that the fans are proud of. So we've got to really look at the where we want to go forward as a club. And I've just talked about it now with the kids. You know, that's something that I've always been a big fan of, is to promote from within. And I want to be able to make sure that we can continue to do that. And you know, the kids, they sometimes they've got no fear. They've got no fear in putting them in, and they've earned the right today. You know, you might have a player here at the club who's had 300 league appearances. That doesn't earn you the right as a performance to get in front of some of the other kids, and they've got to fight for their shirt now. And they've got to, that's the fight that I want within the camp, is to say, right, okay, we've got to make sure that we move up the division and get out of this rut that we're in. And my job is to make sure that we get the right person that can do that.
But we've heard that there were 70 applicants. How far are you now towards getting down to a meaningful shortlist?
We've because, like I said, it's been a whirlwind since then. We've had games for Saturday, Tuesday for the last few weeks. We've not really had the chance to sit down and fully assess everything. We're going to be doing that on Monday and having a real look at the applicants that have come in and have a look at where we are. You know, when I got David to come into the club, I went out and chose David. David never applied for the job. I went out and chose him, and it was my decision to bring him in. And hopefully, I've made the right decision with what we achieved in that 3-year period. But now we have to move on and go again, and it's about the next few. It's the future and what we have to do. And for anybody that wants to get involved in this football club, it's an exciting proposition. You know, there's a lot of pluses here, and the squad, I still think it's one of the best squads in the league. But they have to perform. You know, it's okay having a good squad on paper. It's about what you do on the pitch that's important. And we've got to get the shortlist right. But I also want to get people that know what the football club's about as well. You know,
would you want a new manager, say, by the end of this fortnight?
Again, I think sometimes you can also rush into it, Jimmy, and make wrong decisions. I don't think that you have to be put under an immense amount of pressure to go and get the right... Yeah, I want to get the right person. I want to get the person that takes the football club forward and, like I say, understands the club. You know, there's too many stories that I hear from other clubs where, you know, managers come in and they're trying to change the youth academy system around, they're trying to change the first team around, they don't like certain players. And before you know it, you know, it doesn't really help. And from my side of it, I've got to look at where it's at, and somebody that can really understand the football club and understand where I want to take it to. And when I sat down with David 3 years ago, I had a vision and a plan, which we've put that vision and a plan together, and it's starting to take force. But it was something now where I believe we've got to get the next person in with a vision and plan of where I want to be. And if that right person comes up in the next 2 weeks, fantastic, we'll move forward. And if not, you know, Chris has done a good job in the last two games. Okay, we've lost them both games, and it's been hard to take, but we've got to look at how the business moves forward as well as a whole.